You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Gym Class on KGYM for this Thursday edition of the show. Thank you very much for joining us on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Got a good show for you. Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us, and we will talk college basketball as we talk and look back on Iowa and Wisconsin, Iowa and Iowa State, and a whole lot more. Both the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes, of course, going through finals week. Fran McCaffrey meeting the media earlier on today. Nothing new as far as the injury front with Chris Murray. Said he needs some rest. That is going to be the best thing for him. So with that in mind, I do not anticipate seeing Chris Murray on the court on Saturday night when Iowa is back in action against Southeast Missouri. And then talking about Aaron Ulis a little bit, also mentioned the fact that he is getting better and better each day, but did not say solidly that he's going to be playing on Saturday. So we shall see. So we'll talk with Kevin Lehman about that coming up on the program. Get you ready for Thursday night football. You can hear it right here on KGYM tonight. All of our frequencies starting at 6:30. It'll be a big one in the NFC West. San Francisco behind Brock Purdy with a win can pretty much solidify the NFC West as they will take on the Seattle Seahawks coming up tonight. Again, that will be at 6:30. You want to interact with us, we invite you to do so on the text line or the phone line, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour on this chilly Thursday here in eastern Iowa. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union each and every day here on the program, and you can learn how to boost your financial well-being by visiting them at their website, dupaco.com. 319-366-1600. That's a text line. That's a phone line as well here today. Also going to talk a little bit about news coming out today in the world of college football dealing with the bowls. And we've talked about this before, but want to bring this up again as far as players opting out for bowl games. We'll get to that here in just a moment. Hello, Mark.
Good afternoon, Scott.
And a Bowling Night America wrap-up.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone out there. And, yeah, opting out of bowl games is not a new thing, but it seems to be more and more prevalent. We thought we'd kick it around a little bit.
Yeah, so we're going to do that coming up here on the program today. And as we talked about and mentioned at the start of the show, and by the way, we are coming your way from the Circus Sports Iowa studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids here on this Thursday. And yeah, Fran McCaffrey talking a little bit earlier on today, talking about Iowa and Southeast Missouri, getting ready for that. Not so much about that game, but just talking about the players getting ready. Really needed this break, if you will. It came at a very good time for the Iowa basketball team because, A, they're beat up a little bit, and, B, they've had three really difficult Power 5 games, including a conference game, which they dropped at home in a six-day span. So, yeah, they needed a break, and they got the break right now.
Yeah, a break from basketball, but I don't know about you. Finals week never brought me a whole lot of rest.
Well,
a lot of anxiety, a few late nights, but we made it through. But you're right. From a basketball standpoint, this team needed rest, and that's what it's getting.
I do not condone trying to learn a semester of a particular subject in an eight-hour span.
That's why they make Cliff's Notes.
Never did that. I never did that. For the most part, I went to 90-ish percent of my classes.
I'm impressed.
Thank you. Thank you. I think I was on the high end. But still, though, you know, you gotta go through finals. It's tough. It's tough. 319-366-1600 here. And thank you very much for joining us here today in the gym class. 3135 asking a football question. And the Hawkeyes announced who is their starting quarterback for the bowl game. I don't think there was an official announcement as of yet, but it's going to be Joe Labus. He's going to be the starter for the game.
I mean, Labus and Carson May are the only possibilities. And
Cade McNamara is not playing quarterback in this bowl
can
game.
Can I play in this game? No. But I would think it'd be Labus, but there's been no official announcement.
And I'm not really, well, when Kirk Ferentz talks, I'm sure that will be brought up among other subjects, and we'll find out for sure. But yeah, unless something very, very odd happens, it's going to be Joe Labus. And like I said, unless something strange happens. Speaking of college football, Mark, more people today, of course, and this is becoming more and more prevalent, NIL becoming more prevalent, the transfer portal certainly becoming more evident and more players going into it. In fact, an interesting statistic I saw earlier on today going through the Power Five conferences, the Big Ten has the least percentage, well, a least amount of players into the portal per team. It's something just north of 8 per team that have gone into the portal. And you think about that. Now, it's not the days of, you know, 70s Nebraska when you could stockpile 168 players on a roster. Those days are gone. But what is it, 85 scholarships right now as far as college football is concerned? And you have 8 of them. Plus your senior class turning over, that's pretty significant. I mean, that's 30% of your roster turning over each and every year. So I guess the Big Ten should be happy, and the Big 12 as well. They are second to last as far as Power Five conferences with players per team going into the portal. But I guess we should be pretty happy about that in these parts, right?
I suppose, but nobody's ever happy with the transfer portal these days, even though Iowa gets a couple players from Michigan. It is those two players alone, according to 24/7 Sports, rank Iowa third in terms of getting players out of the portal, impactful players. Michigan is number two, and I think Arkansas is number one. But whether Iowa gets more out of the portal remains to be seen. Yeah, and that really isn't affecting non-participation in bowl games. It's more about the NFL, I think, than anything else. And today, Purdue, out of the Purdue camp, among the players going to sit out the Citrus Bowl against LSU are quarterback Aiden O'Connell, wide receiver Charlie Jones, tight end Payne Durham. They're all going to sit out the bowl game. Now, Purdue got some interesting news today. Drew Brees is going to be on the coaching staff for the game. Maybe he ought to think about suiting up. I don't know. But I don't understand it. You aspire to be a college football player. And what's your goal? To win games, win championships, get to bowl games, and experience all of that. And for these guys, O'Connell, Jones, Durham, I don't know if any of them are going to make the NFL. Are they worried about getting hurt in one game? If that's the case, why didn't they set out the season? That's where I come down on this.
Yeah.
I mean, Jack Campbell isn't sitting out. Tyler Linderbaum didn't sit out last year, although he did get hurt in that game. He's doing quite well in the NFL. It's kind of a to each his own, but I think almost every bowl game is impacted by these guys who think they need to sit out, prepare for the NFL draft, rather than enjoy the reward for getting to a Citrus Bowl, enjoying the experience. Tyler Goodson sat out for Iowa last year, right? And you ask Tyler today, does he regret that? I don't know. He's trying to make a roster in the NFL. He's been in the Green Bay Packers camp, I think, on the practice squad. But I think there comes a point where these guys might regret it, not going through that experience. Tell me I'm wrong. 319-366-1600. Just my thoughts.
What are your thoughts out there? Yeah, and it's the old adage was this, Mark, and maybe we're showing our age here a little bit, you and I, but, you know, it was you only had so many chances to put on the uniform. And I remember players saying that, coaches saying that. Maybe it's not true today. Yeah, borderline players. Aiden O'Connell, is he going to make an NFL team? Yeah, I think he's going to make an NFL team. Is Chuck Sizzle going to make an NFL team? I think he's got a possibility. Is he going to be a high draft choice? I don't see Charlie Jones going in the first two rounds or whatever the case may be. It's becoming more and more prevalent. Everyone's doing it. I see that. That's one of the reasons. The other reason is, you know, could get hurt as far as preparing for the National Football League is concerned. And as far as the National Football League, and it's the top college players out there. And I'm more with you. I'm 85% and you're swinging in your direction, Mark, that, man alive, I just cannot see myself if I was in that situation sitting out a bowl game. Are these bowl games meaningful? Well, you can't have it both ways. They bring in a ton of money for the school and for the conference. We know that. So they're important, right? But then they're not important because your top flight guys are not going to play. Now, does that open up a scenario where somebody else can make the best of their opportunity? Maybe there's somebody that we don't know for Purdue. Maybe there's somebody we don't know for Iowa that is going to pop up and play a big part of that bowl game. And they get the opportunity because the player in front of them may not be playing. I don't know.
I want you to do one thing.
Yeah?
The next time you talk to your son, Ryan, ask him if he'd like to strap it on just one last time.
Oh, I'd tell you right now, he would say yeah.
Absolutely. He played varsity football.
And so did Matt.
And, well, my grandson, Noah.
Noah, yeah.
Played 3 years of varsity football. And to this day, he says, it's hard to watch a game because I want to be out there.
And play.
And I think a lot of kids are like that. Now, as Matt Fairfax points out, maybe it's a little different with a first-round draft pick.
I can see that.
But these kids are sitting on the border like they're draftable is bad.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
That's what he says. What do you think? 319-366-1600. Most of the people weighing in right now are, I'd say 75% of them are saying play. Now, 6882 says the goal is the NFL, not a glorified scrimmage. But what if you're not a surefire NFL guy? That's where you and I think agree and kind of shake our heads a little bit. What are you doing? I mean, this is a chance to. I don't know.
Cyclone Tim. Many think they're going to get to the NFL. They're missing out on a great experience.
9357 agrees with you. There they go. Can they purchase an insurance policy in case they are injured? You can get injured in tryouts also. You can get injured walking to practice. You can get injured stepping off the curb on the street. You can get injured walking down the aisle at, you know, your local grocery store. You can get injured doing a lot of things. Just saying. 319-366-1600. I think you can purchase insurance. In fact, I know you can purchase insurance. And players have done that before.
9357. Look how many players leave basketball early for the NBA and don't even get drafted.
Oh, that's Scott's thing. That's my annual list, Mark, of hundreds upon hundreds of players that are declared for the National Basketball Association draft, and you never hear from them again.
I think the bottom line is to each his own. I have my opinions. Others have theirs. But Aiden O'Connell has his. Charlie Jones has his. Peyton Durham has his. And on and on and on. On any given team, you're going to have opt-outs. And I think Matt Fairfax is spot on. If you're projected to be a first-round pick, but Linderbaum was in that situation
last
year,
too. Jack Campbell's going to play.
Yeah.
As of right now, Jack Campbell is in, as far as the bowl game for the Hawks are concerned.
That's why I say to each his own. I mean, these guys at Purdue thinking differently than the Campbells and the Linderbaums and others. But, yeah. I think it's waters down the bowl games. I mean, look at Kentucky, Iowa's opponent, in the bowl game. They're going to miss their top two players, running back Chris Rodriguez and quarterback Will Levis. Going to sit out. Now, Levis is projected to be a first-rounder, I think.
Because he's a quarterback.
Yeah. But that takes a little bit of luster out of this bowl game, too.
I would agree. I would agree. 37-37 brings up a point that I was going to about to jump upon, and that is, what is the point in paying NIL if they don't finish the season?
Yep.
I think that's a very, very good point. Do you not get your entire allotment of NIL money if you do not fulfill your contractual obligation, if you will, Mark?
Well, a potential first-rounder is not going to care.
No, but somebody...
They're going to get his, yeah.
You know, somebody like a Charlie Jones.
Yeah.
Should he be getting all his NIL money at this point if he's not going to play in the bowl game? Should he still be collecting from the Purdue collective or whomever? Or, and I'm using him as an example, but others as well.
West Lafayette Chevy Land.
No idea. I have no idea. And does this mean the end of bowl games? I mean, we're going to go to the 12-team college football playoff coming up in the next couple of years. Those games are meaningful. Oh, yeah, those games are meaningful, baby. You're going all out if you're number one draft choice, if your team is playing for a national championship, or even if you're the number 12 seed and, you know, chances are you're not going to go anywhere as far as that is concerned. But makes you think, are these bowl games going to start to go away? Some need to. We got, 41 bowl games or something like that? Crazy number right now. Once the 12-team playoff kicks in, I think we start to see some of these bowls maybe go by the wayside. We shall see. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Pretty soon college bowl games will be like the Pro Bowl, says 0921. That is a touch football game, I believe. Now, a skills competition, if you will, Mark. That's what it is at this point. And, no, I some of these cities that have had long-established bowl games, I mean, there's a long list of history and tradition involved with some of these games. Hate to see them go away, but you're going to sell tickets when, oh, look, Team X is coming with the guy that finished fourth or fifth in the Heisman Trophy. Oh, he's not going to play.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to sell tickets? Thanks for the interaction. If you'd like to get with us some more, love to hear from you out there. 319-366-1600 here on the program. We got Seattle and San Francisco coming up tonight. A big one in the National Football League, as it will be Brock Purdy getting his second start for the San Francisco 49ers, as the Niners will be on the road. They're 9-4, Seattle 7-6. The Seahawks have not been playing great football as of late, still hanging in there as far as a playoff position is concerned. San Francisco going to be without Samuel coming up this evening, so we'll see if does Brock Purdy do it again? Does he do it again?
That's our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, thanks to Steve Anderson and his team on Highway 1 West. Does the Brocket ship?
The what?
The Brocket ship. take flight once again tonight? Yes or no?
I have not heard that one. The Brocket ship. Interesting. Interesting. I think he'll do fine. I think the 49ers are just better than the Seahawks at this point. I think Walker is a definite, if he's not out, he's very doubtful tonight for Seattle, the rookie running back out of Michigan State. Geno Smith got off to that tremendous start this year for Seattle at quarterback and has kind of cooled off as of late. Seahawks have some injuries. Everybody's got injuries at this point. But
tough place to play.
It is a tough place to play. It is a tough place to play. I think I would favor the San Francisco 49ers in this one. They've been good when McCaffrey's been there full time. I discount the Chiefs game because he was only there for like 12 hours.
I'd be surprised if Purdy throws it 20 times.
I think that's the game plan.
If the 49ers can run the ball, they will.
Yeah, I would agree. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. The coach, Kevin Lehman, is going to join us here in just a few minutes to talk some college hoops with us. And speaking of college basketball, Iowa State basketball coming up again for you on Sunday as the Cyclones, after their break for finals, will be back in action as Iowa State will continue with non-conference play. I want to make sure I got this right here with the game coming up. It's a 12 noon tip-off for the ball game as Iowa State will take on Western Michigan. And, of course, Iowa State basketball is brought to you by Lisa Nolan Realtor. And you can find out more about Lisa Nolan and her real estate business by going online at lisanolanrealtor.com. And you can find out more as well by going to our website at kgymradio.com. A couple more here, Mark. Troy says he is playing. All right, Walker's going to play. Last I saw, he was very doubtful, but he's going to give it a go. He's not playing in a weak bowl game. Purdy will win the division tonight, says Cajun Troy. Thank you. I'm not picking on Charlie Jones. I'm using Charlie Jones as an example. If Charlie Jones stayed at Iowa, wouldn't you feel the same way? Yes. Why would Charlie Jones sit out a bowl game? I think he should play. 1553 says, you are not wrong, Mark. Players are selfish and don't have integrity anymore. Ooh. What do you really think, 1553?
You might say the same about coaches as well.
Let's get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are next to across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's, open at 4 o'clock. Find them online at emilshideaway.com. And thanks to Jamie, Chris, Dave, everybody over there. We appreciate everything they do. We got the Emil's Hideaway pick six tomorrow.
Indeed. NBA superstar Steph Curry will be out, quote-unquote, a few weeks with a shoulder injury that he sustained in the third quarter of last night's game. To that point, Curry had scored 38 points.
That's good.
The NCAA has found its new president. It has turned to the political ranks and tabbed Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker to head up the organization, succeeding Mark Emmert. And last night, Iowa Western out of Council Bluffs won the National Junior College football title with a 31-0 victory over number one ranked and seeded Hutchinson, Kansas. It's the second national title for Iowa Western. That program includes several Iowans, including
many, yeah,
local players. And it also includes a guy that's going to transfer to the University of Iowa, defensive lineman Ontario Thompson, 6'3", 300 defensive lineman, is headed for Iowa. He has previously announced. He's originally out of Dubuque Hempstead.
Yep.
And he'll have 3 years remaining. So congrats to that program.
There you go.
That's some good football last night.
It is good football. And like you said, there's Alabama player on Iowa Western. They've got a lot of guys going Division One, and that's really good football. And watched some of that game last night, and they pounded Hutchinson.
Yeah, they did.
That thing wasn't even close. Was not even close out there. The first part for 4570's text, and I missed that. Possible solution to this would be to find the team for every player that withdraws from the bowl, from their bowl payouts. The bowls pay big dollars for these games to get the players there. The players need some responsibility to show up. I don't see that happening. We'll see, though. We've got a new president, as you mentioned, of the NCAA.
Yeah, the only problem is it's not the school's choice that the kid's not going to play in the bowl game.
True. I don't think there, like most things in life, there is not a clear-cut solution to this. There's just not. And if you have a, if you have the perfect answer to this, please let us know about it, but then go immediately to whoever is in charge in the interim as far as the NCAA is concerned. How's that? I think that's a great, great thing. That's a great, great idea right there. All right, we'll take a break, come back. Kevin Lehman's going to join us, and we'll talk some college basketball with you here on this Thursday. It is 3:30, our Off the Glass segment coming up for you right after this here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm with the first meteorologist, Nick Stewart, with a check of your forecast. Scattered snow showers primarily before 10 o'clock tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies, light flurries. Temperatures dropping down into the low 20s, but an inch of snow will be possible. For your Friday, scattered snow showers on and off throughout the day. No real accumulation is expected. West wind still around 30 miles per hour at times. That wind chill near 20. For your Saturday, there will be a chance for flurries on and off throughout the day, but primarily just cloudy skies, temperatures in the mid-20s. And that was a check of your Iowa's news now with the first forecast.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Diamond earrings have bombshell beauty, yet everyday ease. They are equally comfortable adding a touch of glamour to a formal gown or fitting in with your favorite jeans. Hertin and Stocker Jewelers understands this beautiful contradiction about diamond stud earrings. So they carry all sizes in white gold, rose gold, and yellow gold. And because they've been helping people find just the right pair for so many years, the best thing they offer might just be their advice. Perhaps that's why they've been voted top jewelry store in Iowa City for the 12th year in a row. Whether it's a pair for you or a gift for someone you think is rather special, there is just no wrong time for diamond earrings from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. So come see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Remember how it felt to look up to the big guys? You can give a kid that feeling. Join the new Sports Buddies program with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Once a month, you and your little go to a sports-related group activity you both like. He finds somebody to look up to, and you get to be a hero. Sign up with your buddies so you can each get paired with a cool kid and enjoy activities together. Get in the game. Join the six-month Sports Buddies program with Big Brothers Big Sisters now. Get details at bigcr.org.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Protect and maintain your wood surfaces with Minwax stains and finishes. They offer a great variety of easy-to-use products that provide a beautiful, rich color that enhances the natural wood grain. Minwax's innovative formula delivers premium color in a single coat and dries fast. Start with a finish that will last 4 years to come. Save big money on Minwax stains and finishes right now at Menards.
Four seasons greetings to you all from Menards.
And we welcome you back here on the Gym Class, a Thursday edition here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at DuPaco.com. 49ers, Seahawks coming up tonight for you at 6:30 on all of our frequencies of KGYM. Should be an interesting game coming up this evening. And going to talk some college hoops, our Off the Glass segment with Coach Kevin Lehman joining us here on this Thursday edition of the Gym Class here in Eastern Iowa. And happy holidays to you, Kevin. We've been talking about players sitting out bowl games here through the first part of the program, getting people's thoughts about it, interjecting with our thoughts about it right here. What we see in college basketball, we just see in the old days, we saw players go directly from high school to the NBA. We're now seeing, of course, with the new system, players playing 1 year in college, although some now are going into the G League or going overseas. Not very many, but a few to play anyway. I'll ask you, do you foresee a day where we may see some folks get ready for the NBA draft and not play in the NCAA tournament? Could that happen someday?
Oh, you mean kids that are eligible, they play for the season and they opt out of the NCAA?
Yes.
Well, I would certainly hope not. I think you're going to see more players, if they change the rule, that should be eligible out of high school. But I think you're going to see more players that don't go to college. It's a weird dynamic because you've got guys like Shibue at Kentucky who's making a ton of money on name, image, likeness. So you've got that going with those guys that aren't sure around first-round picks. I said this the other day on my Northern Iowa broadcast, this is the most changing times we've ever had in college athletics, not just basketball or football, just all the way across the board. It's just a strange, strange time. And I think they have to do something to get us under control. Because I see now that, remember the guy that Fran wanted to get that went to Texas Tech? Is it Fardaws?
Yes.
Emick?
Yep.
Yeah, he's back in the portal. Broke his foot, and he's unhappy to try to make him play too soon. So now he's in the portal.
He's going for his fourth school, I believe.
Well, you know, I had Tyler Harris the game Tuesday night, Monday night, Northern Iowa against Florida Southern. Tyler Harris, I had him when he played for Memphis. I called his game when he played for Iowa State. He went back to Memphis, and now he's wearing a uniform for South Florida. So he's played three schools, four different teams. It's just strange.
That reminds me of a great story. Our friend Tom Kummer, the former coach at Cedar Rapids, Washington, here in town, moved out to Colorado. And Colorado's got some very interesting rules, as far as transfers are concerned in the high school ranks. He played against the same kid three times in 1 week for three different schools.
That is a classic.
That will never be beaten.
You're one lawsuit away from stopping a kid from transferring. That seems to be the norm now today. But it's I'm following Iowa football. Like, they dove into the transfer portal. It's what it is today. You have to do it, or you get left behind.
Kevin, this is a different week, and if you can for a minute look back on your coaching days, finals week, and very little activity for most teams, at least on the court. What's it like?
Well, it's hard to get a practice in. This was years ago, Mark, but I don't know if it's that hard anymore because these kids are taking so many online classes. They're not even in the classroom. But back in those days, you had practice without players. You had to try to find the time to do it, especially if you're taking finals. But I think, I was reading about Roman Penn. Drake, he was in the classroom for any classes at all. And I've talked to other players like that in their fifth-year graduate programs where they're just taking online courses and they're not even in a classroom. So I don't know if it's that difficult today because you've got some guys that are – they have so much flexibility in their schedule. But it's still a tough week because mentally they're kind of drained. You always make your practice shorter, try to get to it quick. And, Monday, the Northern Iowa shoot-around, Michael Duex wasn't there because he was taking a final that day.
Mm.
So he wasn't involved in the shoot-around, but he came in and played pretty well that night.
Well, let's start with UNI. You saw that game against South Florida. Another loss for the Panthers, a tough loss right there. And it's just I think Ben Jacobson is just kind of running into a numbers situation right now. We know what he is facing in the middle. He thought he was going to have his center. He doesn't have his center. Some other guys have left. And right now, Panthers are just struggling right now.
Well, not only does he have a number, he's got a youth problem. They're really young. If you take Fife off the roster, they have one junior, and that's Betts. Everybody else is sophomore, freshman. And some of them are redshirt sophomores, so a little bit older than it appears. But, in college basketball, especially at that mid-major level, you got to get old. Be experienced. That's been an issue for them. But I will say this. They got 18 points in that center position against South Florida. It's Cole Henry had 10 and Betts had 8. In the game before, I guess McNeese, they got 0 out of it. So you're seeing some progress there. His young players are really good. Tyton Anderson has really played well. Duax has had some great games. Had double-double against McNeese. And Trey Campbell is going to be a really good player. My concern is, will they jump in the transfer portal? And will they be sticking around? I'm really concerned for mid-major programs. I don't know if they can survive what's going to happen here in the transfer portal era.
In terms of the Iowa Hawkeyes maybe needing rest as much as anybody, Kevin, with Chris Murray and his injury. And, fans out there were really kind of down after the Duke game, then really, really high after the Iowa State game, burying the Cyclones without Chris Murray. And then losing an overtime game to Wisconsin, kind of been a roller coaster. What have you seen?
I was amazed, Mark, at their energy level for that Iowa State game because we knew they had such a short turnaround. They get back, Wednesday at 5 a.m.? And I was amazed about Chris Murray that they played that well and got off to start. They were high octane. But then I thought against Wisconsin, it kind of caught up with them. They were real slow starting. Patrick McCaffrey took some early jump shots. But I give him credit. Patrick McCaffrey played through it, and he got himself going. But here's what I'm concerned about the Hawks. Look at the stat line for Philip Labrascia. He's playing 38 minutes against Wisconsin. He's playing 37 minutes. I think they're going to wear him out. And Scott's guy, Gundelay, is going to have to step in and get some minutes because this kid plays so hard. He's so improved, and he battles inside, a little bit undersized. But I think he's going to wear out during the Big Ten season.
Good point. I really thought we were going to see a Gundelay in the first half against Wall and the other big guys inside for Wisconsin. Did not happen. And, Hawks had a shot to win that game, went to overtime. I guess you tip your hat to Greg Gardner in Wisconsin. It's not a great Wisconsin team, but it's still Wisconsin. They've got good players, and they run that system very, very well.
Got to tell you what, if you get behind on them, they're going to force you to play the way they want to play. And it's like going to the dentist. That's kind of an ugly game you're watching. I sat there courtside with Mike Mahon, and once they got ahead of Iowa, and it's like, we're going to dictate this tempo. They are really good at what they do. It's not flashy, but it is certainly effective. Greg Gard's probably one of those underrated coaches because Wisconsin's always getting picked in the bottom half, and he always pulls them through. I'm sure there's going to be some teams they run into that they can't do that to. He got up in Iowa. Maybe it was an emotional deal with Iowa. But it was a great comeback by the Hawks. Get that thing in overtime. 5 points in the last 6 seconds. I thought that was tremendous. And unfortunately, they lost that game. And look at Iowa's schedule. It's kind of tough come up here. They got in the Big Ten, they got to go to Nebraska, which is no slouch anymore, into that Penn State. So it's those first few games are going to be tough on the Hawkeyes in the Big Ten.
Yeah, got to get at least one, if not both of those. Peyton Sanford's continues his shooting woes right now. To me, anyway, and you were there as well on Sunday night, looks to me like he's just rushing things a little bit and also fading a little bit on the shot. And you worked with shooters before. Everybody goes through a slump like that. You can't tell them not to shoot. The biggest, the greatest line in the world, shooters got to shoot. And Peyton Sanford is a guy that's got a very good stroke. What do you do? What do you do as a coach?
Well, it's mental. When you look at him, he's shooting because he thinks he's supposed to, not because he thinks he's going to make it. And you kind of see it in his face. Because you start off the year so good, and that stroke going with a lot of confidence. Now he's catching it. You see guys at the free throw line just like, oh, gosh, I got to shoot a free throw. And he's kind of doing like a three-point ball. He's going to work his way out of it. We've seen players do this before. Just are going to get in the gym. They have all those guns and those tossback machines and managers. These guys get up a ton of shots. I talked to Bowen Boy. He said he's doing 5 workouts a day.
Ooh.
5 shooting workouts a day. That's incredible. I mean, we used to have to get a manager to rebound back when I was playing it. You had to pay him to do it. But I think Peyton's going to be able to work his way out. I'll say one thing about Nick Nurse. Because we didn't have those guns back then. Nick Nurse always made sure a roommate was a manager. He'd get up at 6 a.m. and he'd take that manager with him and do his workouts.
You kind of alluded to this Iowa's upcoming schedule. SEMO and Eastern Illinois coming up before getting into the Big Ten. And you look at Nebraska and Penn State. I mean, really seems to be no easy out in the Big Ten. Nebraska took Purdue to overtime, maybe should have beaten them. Penn State won on the road at Illinois. Bottom line, I'm not sure there's an easy out.
Mark, it's crazy. I was just looking through these games before you guys called, and Maryland, we thought was going to be a really good team. UCLA just went in and thumped Maryland at home last night, and they had lost Tennessee before that. And then Illinois 0-2 in the Big Ten. I don't think we'd ever see that coming to start this season. I think it's going to be a really tremendous, tremendous Big Ten season. And then it makes you wonder, okay, does 15-5 win the Big Ten for you, whether share on outright, because I think it's just going to be brutal throughout the season to play in the Big Ten, home and away.
I don't think there's a great, team in the Big Ten, but I think there are a lot of good teams in the Big Ten.
You're the number one team in the country, Scott.
Well, I know, but when you look at Purdue compared to others, and nothing against Purdue, but I don't know. Am I underselling Purdue, Kevin?
Well, Zach Edey's been pretty good, and those two guards he's got have played really well for him. And another guy, Matt Painter, is so underrated as a coach. I'd love to see him get to the Final Four because he certainly deserves that. But, yeah, Purdue, I think you've got to – that's tremendous size inside with Edey. Last year they kind of – a couple pieces were missing. That team didn't really gel together. I'm one of the guys, why do we even look at the AP Top 25? It switches every week. It's crazy. And then do we look at net rankings? What do you do to try to evaluate who the good teams are? And with the transfer portal and so much parity in college basketball, I think we're setting ourselves up for another fantastic run in March. Think about North Carolina last year. They came out of nowhere and got in the championship game. And there's another team that's – what's wrong with North Carolina? They were preseason number one. Now they're not even in the rankings. It's just another sign of the times and crazy year in college basketball.
From the Iowa State standpoint, I think they'll bounce back, especially getting Trey King eligible and on the court, 6'7" kid out of Lexington, Kentucky. What do you know about him?
I don't know much about him, Mark. When I watched Iowa State, it kind of reminded me they're a little bit. Of course, I saw him in a bad game against Iowa. They're offensively challenged, and they're trying to do so much defensively to stay in the games when they get these high-level games, that you just wonder, can they survive? They're going to win some games because the defense is so good, but they have that off-shooting night. They just can't. You can't stop somebody every time. So I think they're going to have some issues when they get on the road in the Big 12. If you're going to some places, Kansas, Baylor, Texas, they're going to have some dudes that can play. I thought Taylor Lipsy was really good in that game I watched. And Jaron Holmes, boy, that kid is powerful and strong. But so they didn't get much from Koontz in that game. Caleb Grill didn't do much in that game. I just think their team, if they got to have all these guys hitting on all cylinders, or they're going to struggle to score points.
Yeah. Couple of comments here. Mike from Marengo reminding us that Nebraska did take Purdue into overtime right there. And 7854 asking the same question. Is the Big Ten strong and balanced, or is it just kind of mediocre this year? I guess we'll wait 6 weeks, I think, before we answer that question. Late January, I think you can take a look at things and ask that.
What was strange, Scott, I looked at the power rankings by league, Big 12 number one, Big 10 was number two. And that surprised me. We did it right before the you and I game because, the Valley is really struggling. They're usually around fighting to be 10 or 11 in the power rankings. They're at 16 this year. The Valley has really struggled. But I was surprised to see that the Big 10 was number two. And who else is struggling is the ACC. I think they were like six or seven. The Mountain West is really good this year, too. We look at those league power rankings. And I really think that the Southeastern Conference, they got it going. I mean, they're taking that football money and they're pumping into basketball facilities.
Very true. Very true right here. A couple of questions on this, asking about Chris Jans and what he's doing down in the SEC. They're undefeated, man.
He's had success everywhere he's gone. Kirkwood, Mexico State, and they're playing an ugly style. It's a little bit like what T.J. Alsobucker's doing at Iowa State. Nothing's going to come easy. Chris is wired a little bit different. I don't know if you guys know him very well or not. The guy from Wapsie Valley of Fairbanks. But he is very demanding on his players, and they do it his way or it's going to be the highway. I thought that was a great hire for them when they hired at Mississippi State. And New Mexico State is not an easy place to win. Only had some success with Lou Vinson back in the day. I got a son that's in Albuquerque with the Mexico Jets, and Las Cruces down the road. There's just not much there. But he's had success wherever he's planted his hat.
Yeah. You mentioned, before we let you go here, UCLA just absolutely punished Maryland last night. And, man, UCLA looked like a national championship contender in that game against the Maryland team that had been really playing good basketball in the early part of the season anyway. And UCLA, not only basketball program, but all their programs now have been cleared to go to the Big Ten. So we're going to see the Bruins in a couple of years up here in the Midwest.
I'm wondering what that road trip was like for UCLA. If they charted all the way from L.A. into Maryland, or just how that logistics worked. And Kevin Willard and Mick Cronin, they've been on staff together in the past. They're good friends. And Willard can really coach. I think that's a great hire there also. And I think Mick Cronin's one of the best coaches in the country. And he's at a good place in UCLA because I think we're going to see the resurgence of Bruin basketball. But let me ask you this, guys. What's going to happen to the Pac-12? You're losing USC, and you're losing UCLA in basketball. I mean, who's your marquee programs now?
Ooh. Well, Arizona's doing good things, but I'm not so sure we're done with conference realignment as of yet. But ask me again in 2 years, Kevin. Ask again at that point.
Yeah. We did the graphic on South Florida. You know, they're in the American, and they've got, of course, they're losing Houston, Cincinnati, and UCF, and they're bringing in six teams in that league. Rice, North Texas. I mean, just not basketball powers. And you wonder, like, okay, Wichita State, should you have stayed in the Missouri Valley to jump to the American? Because they're going to take a huge drop-off as far as marquee names when they lose Houston, Cincinnati, and Central Florida has a big upside, but those other two programs have great tradition. And I think the Big 12 in basketball is going to be tremendous once you bring in Kelvin Sampson, Houston, and you bring in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
And BYU.
They're going to be really, really good. Really, really good. Hey, Kevin, appreciate it, man. Take care. And we will talk some more hoops coming up next week with you.
Sounds good, guys. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us each Thursday with our Off the Glass segment right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Quick break, come back. Bowling Night in America wrap up for you right after this.
When you buy your own health insurance, you deserve a doctor who's your biggest champion and coverage you can be confident in. And with new Wellmark Health Insurance plans featuring UnityPoint Health, that's what you can expect. These plans help you build a relationship with your UnityPoint Health primary care providers and network partners, starting with free preventive and virtual care, plus low copays for primary care with a doctor who always has your back. Connect with an agent to help you enroll at wellmark.com/UPH.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
Siegel's holiday savings start now. Our entire selection of designer, vintage, estate jewelry, bridal rings, watches, gold, and sterling are at 40 to 70% off retail savings. Tennis bracelets and diamond studs, both laboratory grown and mined, 50% off. No interest layaway and Synchrony financing available. Located one block south of Town & Country Shopping Center on 1st Avenue.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
And it was a Wednesday, and it was a bowling night in America. And this wrap-up is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. Thanks to Tom and everybody over there, his entire staff, the nighttime guys, everyone associated with Bowling Night in America. We had a special guest last night.
Yeah.
Who we are going to talk to on the program tomorrow, Mr. Jeff Johnson. Friend of the program.
Was he lost or what?
No, he was in the neighborhood, and he said he had never been to Bowling Night in America and stopped on by and was an integral part of our success last night.
Tweeted a nice picture and produced some snide comments, I should say.
Come on out to Bowling Night in America. Good seats are available, and it's a fun night had by all.
Fun night by you.
Fun night.
Look at you, 709.
Yeah, number three of the career.
Third career, 700. Nice job. The Rusty Nails winning 19.5 to 10.5 over Union Station, staying in third place in the Adult Evergreen League. Despite that 709, you look at the weekly top bowlers and... You have to scroll down a bit.
Seventh.
There's a lot of good bowling last night. Led by Mike Robinson. Perfect game and an 845 series. Nice job, Mike. Chase Donner not far behind with a 299. Not sure what he left.
I believe they were going at one another, too, I heard.
Is that right?
Yeah. How you bowl a 299 and you get beat. That's got to hurt. It's got to hurt, man. I think Mike went first 18 last night. Strikes.
That's impressive.
That's very impressive. Not bad.
Very impressive. We'll be back at it again next week. And if you have any questions about open bowling, league play, equipment, whatever it may be, give May City Bowl a call, 362-0136. Plenty of information available at the website, maycitybowlcr.com. And we could probably get you information as to when Jeff Johnson will make another appearance.
Hey, if I shoot a 709, I may pay him to come out there. yeah, it was fun. Good night had by all. Last night, we'll do it again coming up next Wednesday. As we mentioned, tomorrow, the Friday edition of the show, we'll have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you. A chance for somebody out there to win a $30 gift certificate to Emil's Hideaway. We'll do that with the panel coming up tomorrow. And the aforementioned Jeff Johnson will join us. We'll talk a little high school hoops. We'll talk a little hockey in the corridor. And
now, he was lined up before last night's
visit. Yes, he was lined up before last night's visit. Correct. Correct. That was just a plus last night when he showed up. So, and a plus for everyone involved right there. Always good to see JJ out and about. Stodd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM. 49ers Seahawks coming up tonight for you beginning at 6:30. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers. When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous Air Cool.